GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month? That's a little crazy. We've helped millions of small business owners, and we can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, the web hosting and 24/7 live customer support, totally free. Check it out at GoDaddy.com/radio. That's GoDaddy.com/radio. Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, a smart car warning.
Okay, hold on tight. Hold on. Oh,
that's what it sounded like when hackers remotely cracked the computer system and left the driver on board powerless to control the car. More from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
This was all documented in a story for Wired magazine where two experts got into the Uconnect system in a Jeep and toyed with a reporter. The radio went full blast, the wipers went crazy, then they sent him down a hill.
It's not fun to have your two-ton SUV's brakes hacked just as you're parking in front of a ditch.
It took a year to discover the flaw. Ron Montoya with Edmunds.com's been working the story.
The automakers need to be more aware of it, need to know. As they open up their cars to being connected to the web, it does make them a little bit vulnerable.
Owners of 2013, 14, and 15 Chrysler vehicles can download a security fix.
And now to winter in July. Heavy rain and hail shut down Interstate 80 at Donner Pass this afternoon. A flash flood warning just expired in Plumas County along the California-Nevada border. Flash flood warnings also in effect for Sierra and Nevada counties until just after 5 o'clock tonight. Jeff Thompson with KOLO Television in Reno describes the scene on I-80.
So much hail covered the road that Caltrans came out to assist the California Highway Patrol in clearing Interstate 80. There was lane closure for about an hour this afternoon due to all the ice on the roadway.
And it turns out you can't do traffic controls over the summit during the summer, so the CHP had to shut down I-80. Lightning.
Eastbound 80 at Bryant, that stalled motorcycle is gone. The bad news is traffic still inching along from 101. Still only have minor slowdowns, though, across the lower deck out to Treasure Island. Northbound 101, still pretty much a parking lot from the Skyway back to just before Cesar Chavez. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants in action tonight, and the Giants padding that lead over the Padres in San Diego. It is now 5-0 in the fourth inning. The A's trailing the Blue Jays 2-0 in the fifth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you can say goodbye to the humidity tomorrow and the beginning of a slight cool down. Temperatures in the low 60s to mid 80s. Thursday will be the coolest day of the 7-day forecast. Temperatures low 60s to low 80s. Then on Friday, we rebound. Temperatures in the mid 80s, upper 80s for your weekend. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds around the bay, clear skies inland. It is 64 degrees.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
Hey, getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Cosby is still out on the road. Isn't that weird? He's like doing stand-up. What do you think his act is like? Do you think he's still talking about it? You think he like says like, you ever been in trouble with the wife? You ever like get into the doghouse with the wife? You're in the doghouse with the wife. This is something that you did. Like the other day, there was something about me in the paper, and I didn't want my wife to read the paper. So I got up at 5 a.m. and I snuck out to the driveway to get the paper. And I hid the paper, and the next day I got up and I hid the paper. And then the next day, I forgot to get the paper. And my wife, she said to me, what is this in the paper about the raping and the drugging and the women? And I said, do you like your life? Do you like the house and the jet? Well, then have a cappuccino and shut the floink up.
Thank you.
Judd Apatow from the Tonight Show last night on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, and I welcome my next guest to the show, Lisa Durden. She is a pop culture commentator. And how about that, Lisa? I mean, you know, we were just talking to Dave Berg, who produced the Jay Leno Show for 18 years, and he goes, "Oh my God, there's a part of me now that I don't know. Comics just can't stand the political correctness. At what point is it over the line? What do you think about what Judd just said about making fun of Bill Cosby?"
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Well, you know, Judd Apatow making jokes about Bill Cosby on the Tonight Show last night.
I absolutely love it. Let's just rip him from the rooter to the tooter.
That's what I thought you would say. There's no PC about you,
guys,
Lisa.
Are you guys Southern? Do you know what that means? Mm. I don't know what it means. My parents are Southern. I don't know.
I don't know. No, I'm a Yankee.
It sounds like it hurts.
I don't know. Thank you for joining me once
again. I love it.
Yeah, well, and by the way, it's not going away, and I guess Bill still is doing stand-up. I don't know where all of that's gone. I mean,
well, that's gone rogue. I love it when people can rip, especially other comedians and people in that industry can rip each other. And I think in some ways, comedy does that. It kind of tackles those issues or says the things that we think we shouldn't say. It is politically incorrect, and it should be. I mean, the only time I will disagree with comedy not, you know, being politically incorrect is when you take it from the stage and you make it real. Like Michael Richards, who called Heckler a bunch of niggers. Now you're not in your set. You went in another direction.
Right, right.
But if you have, that's a little different. If you have hecklers heckling you and you want to break the fourth wall, then you talk about this mama jokes. You don't know his mama for real. So that would be something you wouldn't do for real. But if you have something within your set that's, you know, written and it's a part of the story, then that's perfectly fine. But when you break the fourth wall, then I know that that's what you do at the barbecues and you really feel like black people are niggers. So he was a little bit off the chain.
Well, and that was the end of Kramer, really. I mean,
pretty much. And I used to love Kramer. Darn, Kramer, you're jacking
me up. I know, right? He really did jack the whole thing up.
Oh, man, now I can't invite you to the barbecue.
No cue for you.
But, yeah, I want people to rip Cosby from head to toe and all in between like he did the women. I think we should get him with no grease. How about you?
Well, it seems to me now that we've got 25-plus women, I don't know if there's ever going to be any litigation or not.
No, there won't be.
There won't be. So
no.
I guess he's going to just either fade away or just roll with it. I don't think he's ever going to say anything. I don't think he's going to have a sit down with Diane Sawyer or anything.
No, Bill Cosby is what we call old school. He's from that time period, based on his age, where people of that era ain't apologizing. If you have a mother or a father in his age group, my parents are in his age group, they could have smacked you silly and you didn't do it, and you could have proven, but Mama and Daddy, I didn't do it. That my mother or father would have said, then go sit in the corner, girl. They wouldn't have said, I'm sorry. Just go sit in the corner. He's of that age group, so he's never going to apologize. And actually, he could admit it and not go to jail. He still is not going to admit it. Think about Bill Cosby. Years ago, when he ripped his daughter up, the person that came to his loins.
Yes, with her drug problems.
Court,
yes.
Right, through the court for her extorting him for money because she just wanted to, for him to take the blood test to prove, you know, you're my dad and publicly admit you're my father. And he wanted to show her, I can crush you with my money. If he would crush his own blood, do you think he's going to come out and admit anything about these women who don't even matter, these randoms? It's not going to happen.
Well, you know, you've got your Gloria Allred's out there ready to, you know, stomp and womp all over him. I think he still has to watch his words very carefully.
Oh, Gloria Allred, I need to meet her in person. I would kiss her feet, and I would massage her ankles. I absolutely love her. Rip him a new one in front of Macy's window on 34th Street, and that's about the biggest window you're going to be in front of.
Well, I'm sure you heard the controversy over the weekend with the, Black Lives Matter and White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to play a little clip here. We'll play.
Yes, let me familiarize myself.
Okay, so this is Martin O'Malley, and he's the governor of, former governor of Maryland, and he is a Democratic national candidate. And this is a clip of what he had to say at this blogger convention.
Okay. Black lives matter, white lives matter, all lives matter. Black lives matter, white lives matter.
All lives matter. And did you see how the tone of his voice went as soon as they started booing? And then he was like, white lives matter, all lives matter. It's like, oh, my God. It's like letting the air out of a balloon.
Right.
Yeah, it's back to PC land again. Here we go. Well, where do you stand on this?
Well, you know, good white folk, please don't try to say something if you're not sincere.
Well, I think they scared the hell out of him because I'm sure you saw the clip. They went ballistic.
They scared the bejesus out of him.
Yes, they did. Yes. You know, that crowd needs to get in front of Bill Cosby's house when he's picking up that damn newspaper. Let me tell you
the
that.
The record scratch. Yeah.
You know how
that old commercial when it was talking about, please pass the planner, and then the guy said, can you please pass the jelly? Ooh! So he was classless. So you can't, if you don't feel the message that we might have for ourselves, don't say that to connect to black people. You don't have the feeling inside of you, and it's going to show. So you don't have to say Black Lives Matter because it's the hashtag that of the universe. It just isn't something that we need you to say. Good white folk, you just be good white folk. You stay in your lane and you help us from your lane. We're good.
Right. Okay,
really,
I gotta take a break. 808-0810 if you agree or you disagree with what she just said, and we just love her to death. And we are speaking with Lisa Durden. And we'll continue the conversation in just a minute because I want to get to the backlash that hit today. And it's on topic with this. ESPN's Stephen Smith lectures blacks and the protesters about all lives matter. Oh, yeah. Wait till you hear that. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show. 808-0810 is the number to KGO810.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. Three rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right. $119 for three rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. Yeah, you show me good loving. Make it all
right. Need a little sweetness in my life. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And we are chatting with pop culture political commentator Lisa Durden. And yes, we're going back to Saturday, then we'll bring you forward to today. But so I want you to hear some of this, Lisa, when Bernie Sanders came on stage. So you heard Martin O'Malley. He said Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Then he had to say it again. Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Yeah, I agree with you. If you don't mean it, then don't say it, dude. If you say it, then own it.
It has to be a sincere feeling. It's just like being a Black person, right? I make Blacks laugh when I say, I'm not the Black power person. What I mean by that is, even as a Black person, I'm not the one to go out with signs and march and scream. It's not who I am. I am okay with those who do, but I don't feel less Black because I'm not out there marching. I'll bake a cake for you and give it to you when you go to the march, but I'm not going to go out and march because it just isn't something that strikes me. I'll write a blog about it. So I have had to learn that it's okay. Being Black has all of its little, you know, hills and valleys. So when you're a white person trying to be an ally to a Black person, it's even harder to know, well, which way do I go? Just be sincere. You don't have to say, you know, catchphrases. We're fine with you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Knock it off with the hashtags.
You know,
right.
Yeah.
Do they really even know what it is?
Yes. Some white people are more Black power than me, but if you're not, you just aren't. So don't try to feel like, if I say this, they're going to know I've been studying it. No, it just doesn't come off well.
And don't jump on me at Generation Drex because I said white people don't know what I don't. You know what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think Martin O'Malley understood what the hashtag thing meant. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, does he even know? Like, really? Come on.
I mean, okay, so Larry, let's do this. Here's what Bernie Sanders said. First of all, he said this was right after the chaos. After Martin O'Malley and the place went, you know, ape poop. So then Bernie Sanders came out and he didn't know whether he was going to stick around or not.
Should I continue or leave?
Yeah, hold on one second. Hold on.
Oh, my God. And this commentator, he had to be the worst moderator ever. I don't know who this dude is or was, but Heather knew last night, but it doesn't really matter. I'm neither here nor there. And then here's what Bernie continued to say about race.
I wish I could tell you that I had a magical formula on how to end racism. It's gone on in this country from before it was America. And we've just got to figure out the goal, I think, that we all share. I would hope that all decent-minded Americans share, is how do we create a society which ends discrimination? How do we best deal with racism in America?
808-0810. Okay, so that made sense to me. Sounded to me like he had a handle on that. Do you think so, Lisa?
I do. He prepared something and it came from a place that he felt was true to what he believes, and he sent the message out, and I think the message is very loud and clear to anyone of any race or any culture. They would get that. A Martian could have come down and understood exactly what he said and what he meant. Not that there really is a real answer or that there's a quick answer or that there's one answer, but I felt it was sincere. Absolutely, yeah.
Right. And then, by the way, just FYI, at this particular blogger conference, and I know it was just a blogger conference that was going on in Phoenix, but Hillary was a no-show. You know, unless it's a parade where she can hold back the press with rope, she doesn't seem to show up. And I guess that's what you do when you're the front runner and you think you have it in the can. But
according to the polls, you know, your boy Trump is a front runner, but okay.
Well, yes, Trump is. And so let me ask you this.
He really is not the front runner thus far. We know polls can change and they're not that accurate.
Well, sure. Sure. If you go back and you look at the polls, during previous contests, I don't know. They were talking about some candidates that I can barely scratch my head and remember. But you would think that Trump, would have really hit the third rail with what he said about McCain over the weekend. But I read something today that now amongst Trump supporters, it was either 82 or 86%. What are 4 points at this point? That those amongst the Republicans who are for Donald Trump, they don't care what he says. Just the fact that he's talking and pissing off the world, and especially the Republicans, they're all about it.
Yeah, Donald Trump feeds the black backlash that happened when we had the first black president. They love that.
Pretty much so. So, well, I'm curious where you stand on this, Lisa. So, all those people that were in the back with the Black Lives Matter, who were ready to jump all over these candidates, these Democratic guys, Bernie and Martin O'Malley, I'm wondering why they're not showing up at Jeb Bush's and Marco Rubio's and Rick Perry's their get-togethers.
Well, I mean, there could be a whole host of reasons, but as a politician, you must be prepared for those possibilities. And we have a long way to go between now and Election Day, so beware what you say right now, or they say be careful what you wish for, you might get it. So I think that these individuals who have been in and around politics, they are very long in the tooth. They have skin as thick as leather. They'll be fine. And I do feel like, you know, let's face it, even though I'm a Democrat, I'm not a staunch Democrat. I do sometimes vote Republican, depending on who it is, and you've got to really be good. But I feel like whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you have to know that lives should be at the top of your list. And you don't have to say the hashtag, but we can't ignore what's been going on with the black lives of these men who've been murdered and the recent young lady that supposedly killed herself in the prison. So you can't ignore that even if you are a Republican. We have some very prominent Republican blacks. Whoopi Goldberg. We have Condoleezza Rice. We have Colin Powell. So there are a lot of prominent blacks who care. And I'll say another thing about that. Colin Powell and Condoleezza jumped party when Obama ran to vote black because they knew ultimately black mattered over your politics.
Well, that's interesting. Yes, you're right about that.
If they felt that their own party supported them, they would not have voted for the black president. They would have voted for the Republicans.
Now I just wonder how many women are going to jump ship to vote for Hillary. I don't think.
Can we talk?
Because I don't think there's much to talk about, quite frankly.
Well, actually, I made the mistake back in the day when I elected Christine Todd Whitman to be the governor of New Jersey, but whatever.
Oh my.
So you shouldn't do that either. But yes, I do think that we are going, not Lisa, but you know, we're going to have an influx of that happening. Absolutely. So that's why I'm glad that Donald Trump is acting like a fool. Donald Trump continued to act like a fool. Let the Tea Party, the OPP, the GOP all galvanize and get behind you.
OPP.
You know, I don't know what you call you people. It's going to make it easy for Hillary to win. And I happen to like Hillary. I don't like everything about her, but overall I think she would be good for the country. She's the most qualified candidate out there. She's got a trifecta going. She's been the first lady. She's been in the White House as a wife. She's also been a senator, and she's also been the Secretary of State. So she's got a trifecta going. She's the most qualified candidate.
Well, I guess. I suppose. And I'm supposed to like her. I'm on her team.
Are you serious?
Well, I'm naughty by nature. I'm OPP.
Come on, girl.
Come on. Let's go. So when I come back, we're going to get to the backlash today with ESPN's Stephen Smith, and I'm sure you're going to have something to say about that. So let's take a break with the news, and we'll continue with our conversation and Lisa Durden. And I just love all of this, and she is a pop culture political commentator. We'll continue our conversation right after we check in with John Lobertini on KGOA 10.
If you put your glasses on to see your phone, then take them off to see across the room, then back on to see a text message, you know exactly how aggravating it can be to go glasses on, glasses off all day long. But there is a better way. Learn about a long-lasting solution to your reading glasses. The camera inlay is an FDA-approved procedure that can rejuvenate your near vision. It's different from LASIK, and it's available right now with renowned surgeon Dr. Craig Bindi at the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley. To qualify, you must be between 40 and 60. have good distance vision, but use reading glasses for near. Finally, there's a modern way for you to see your cell phone, menu, and computer without reading glasses. To see if camera is right for you, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Craig Bindi in San Jose or Pleasanton. Call 877-GET-2020 or learn more online at BayArea2020.com. That's BayArea2020.com. The Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Hashtag everybody please calm down and have a seat. Would you please? We are chatting it out. We're talking it out with pop culture political commentator Lisa Durden. We'll continue the conversation after we check in with John Lopertini in the KGO newsroom.
Thank you, Drex. Our top story at the bottom of the hour. It was an incident that horrified the Bay Area.
The footage showed Mitchell punching the student who suffers from cerebral palsy and dumping him out of his wheelchair.
A 24-year-old ex-security guard at an Oakland high school is now facing 4 years in prison tonight for attacking a disabled student. The verdict came down today in Oakland, as KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports.
After a day and a half of deliberations, a jury found 24-year-old Marshall Mitchell guilty of one felony count of assault and one count of misdemeanor battery. Last May, Mitchell assaulted a 17-year-old disabled student while working as a security guard on the Oakland High School campus. The incident was captured on school surveillance video. The footage showed Mitchell punching the student who suffers from cerebral palsy and dumping him out of his wheelchair, even though he was already handcuffed. During trial testimony, Mitchell claimed his force was justified because the student resisted his orders to return to class and threatened to kill him.
A murder-suicide in Walnut Creek. Investigators believe 21-year-old Scott Bertix killed 19-year-old Claire Orton, a woman he once dated, before turning the gun on himself. Police offered no motive. In the Republican free-for-all for president, Donald Trump continues to wage war against anyone who criticizes him. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports from a campaign stop in South Carolina.
Senator Lindsey Graham, another Republican presidential candidate, called him a jackass.
I see your senator. What a stiff. What a stiff. Lindsey Graham.
He called Graham a lightweight and an idiot. He also went after Rick Perry, saying he put on glasses to look smart. Trump was bombastic and unfiltered as he spoke off the cuff without notes. As for his comments about immigrants, he said Mexicans love him.
I sell apartments for millions of dollars to people from Mexico. They love me.
Arizona Senator John McCain says he's not interested in getting in a war of words with Trump over comments Trump made about whether McCain was and is a war hero.
I want us to celebrate our veterans, to move forward, and those who may have opposed the war or those who may have, whatever it is, it's over.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich may be getting a new lease on life. 5 of the 18 counts of corruption against him were overturned by a federal appeals court. Today, the attorney for Blagojevich, Lynn Goodman, says he wants the remaining charges tossed out.
I have not spoken to the governor, but he has options. We can ask the full court to look at the case. We can ask the U.S. Supreme Court to look at the case. We can do both. My advice to him is that we should fight on.
And it was a rough day in court for Facebook. A New York appeals court today saying Facebook cannot block nearly 400 search warrants seeking the postings of some users tied to a criminal fraud investigation. Facebook says it's weighing its legal options. It is the video everyone is talking about, a drone firing shots from a handgun. An 18-year-old man in Clinton, Connecticut, posted the frightening creation online. Police say there's nothing illegal about the gun-toting drone, but correspondent Renee Mars says the feds are taking a closer look.
I spoke with a former FAA employee who used to head the drone division with the agency, and he says that this really is a function of a gray area. As Clinton police told me today, from a criminal law enforcement stance, it's perfectly legal to shoot your gun on your property.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll go back to Brentwood. That severe traffic alert is still in effect on 4 east and westbound before Balfour Road. It was a head-on collision, and emergency crews still have all the lanes closed down. Life Flight has come and gone with 3 injured. Eastbound 4 is crowded from Marsh Creek Road back to Balfour. Westbound direction from Marsh Creek to just after Fairview Avenue. They're trying to get an estimated time to reopen those lanes, but nothing yet. Pleasanton 580 eastbound. Construction's got you stop and go in pockets from 680 to Hacienda Drive. In Hayward, northbound 880, still some residual slowdowns from an earlier accident at 92, so you're sluggish back to Whipple Road. And things are getting better in San Francisco. Northbound 101, now stop and go from Hospital Curve to the 80 split. No issues past the Skyway, but eastbound 80 is a little better as well, but still heavy from 101 to Fremont, and you still have minor slowdowns across the lower deck out to Treasure Island. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants looking good tonight. The Giants up on the Padres 5-0 in the sixth. Actually, the A's not looking so good. They are trailing the Blue Jays 6-0 in the sixth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you can say goodbye to the humidity. Cooler temperatures are on tap for the next couple of days. Tomorrow, you can expect low 60s to mid-80s. Thursday, low 60s to low 80s. Then on Friday, a bit of a bounce back. Warmer temperatures are back in the forecast. Mid-80s, upper 80s for your weekend, mid-60s at the coast. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies inland, some overcast skies around the coast. It is 64 degrees in Napa, 72 in Fairfield, 67 in San Jose, 63 in Oakland. We've got 62 degrees in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Now more of the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're having lots of fun talking it out with Lisa Durden, pop culture political commentator. And we've been talking about, it's the insanity that was going over the weekend with the bloggers conference. And it was Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. I guess that still is a hashtag. I think White Lives Matter might have went away. But I don't know. Lisa, did it? I'm not sure. But
I don't care if it did. there's enough a slice of the pie for all of us to go around. Hashtag White Lives Matter. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag All Lives Matter.
Right.
There's enough room for all the hashtags to live in the same place. I just don't want to see hashtag KKK matters. As long as it doesn't say that, I'm good.
Okay. Yep. We're on the same page. Yep. We're on the same page. So today, ESPN commentator Stephen Smith diverged. Well, I don't know why he went off left or right, but he started talking about sports on Tuesday and then veered into this rant about activists criticizing the Democratic presidential contender Martin O'Malley for saying all lives matter. And here is what he said that everybody's hashtagging tonight. Go ahead.
Let me preface my comments by saying I am fully aware of the fact that no one white can say what I'm about to say. But damn it, I'm going to say it. Where's the noise about all Black Lives Matter when black folks are killing black folks? You see, that's where you lose me. So a presidential candidate who isn't black happens to stand up and says, all lives matter. But we got black folks dying at the hands of black folks in this country. And we're not hearing that. There's nothing wrong with somebody highlighting that all lives matter. That's not a reason for somebody to be booed. It's not a reason for a presidential candidate to have to apologize. Apologize? Does anybody take a moment to realize how we look when we force someone to apologize for saying all lives matter? Do you not have any idea how that makes us look? Especially when black folks are getting killed by black folks every day?
Criticism was swift, and it was powerful, Lisa. Weigh in.
Well, I'm used to him going hard, although I wouldn't mind him going hard in the bedroom, and I give him my number. Because he is sexy.
He's a good-looking man.
I actually met him some years ago, and we took pictures together. He's right on point. But, you know, it's like the abused individual. When somebody is so abused, like blacks have been over the course of our years being taken from Africa to 400 years of slavery and beyond, we are a little extra sensitive when people don't only see our issues as it pertains to being victimized. So what Stephen does is he kind of reels us back in. Okay, black folks. You're right. We've been getting killed lately by white cops and the crazy, you know, not crazy, but the evil white guy that killed up the folks in the church. And all of those things have happened. And we have been, you know, enslaved for many, many years. And they're still, you know, we don't get the same kinds of jobs as whites do. And all those things still happen now. But he's saying, however, or in addition to, let's talk about what's happening in the house. We have some, what you call, you know how you have the dysfunctional family? Our family is dysfunctional, people. Are we not seeing this? But blacks don't want to hear that around the time of us having these issues that are so raw. It's like when Bill Maher got fired. When Bill Maher did the show Politically Incorrect, the show was called Politically Incorrect. But when we had 9/11, it was a little too raw for him to say America is a coward. That came too close to 9/11 and he got fired. So right now, with a lot of African Americans being killed by police and those things, a lot of us are a little too raw to hear the truth that we are doing a lot of harm to each other, obviously for reasons of, you know, poverty and all these other reasons why we do them, not good enough reasons, but they are real. So he's just trying to reel things in. So no, I don't feel that you should boo somebody because they said all lives matter because that includes black lives. What the hell?
Well, no, what the hell? Martin O'Malley should have never apologized.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, if he can't take that heat, I mean, back to Trump for a second. He's calling people idiots, dummies, morons.
Well,
you know, you're wearing
Trump's
glasses.
Trump's been doing that before he ran for office.
Right,
Trump's been doing Twitter wars with people. Trump is just off the hook. I think Trump is black.
What the hell is he gonna say?
See somebody like when you do the dozens when you're sitting on the porch in the summertime and you do what they call snapping it, yo mama jokes. That's Trump. He's good.
I know he's good, but what the hell is he gonna say about Putin?
Right?
Yeah. Is he gonna get pissed off and hit the you're fired button? Except it's the wrong button.
Tiger's a dummy.
God. Yeah. That just scares the hell out
of me. I understand why in that environment, you know, a white person would feel afraid and they would apologize. This sends one message, although I don't care about the candidate, but on a human level, I do realize that he's not such a hardcore Republican where he can't just say, I apologize, even though he's not wrong, because he's still saying, this is a sensitivity to you all. We don't have to agree. Let me apologize for the insensitivity. Not that he said something incorrect.
And so back,
I think that's fine.
So back to Stephen Smith, he said it. He said, "Well, you know, white people can't say this, but you have to know that white people are thinking about it. They won't say it.
Thinking about it, they're saying that at home in their barbecues, when we're not invited to the bar mitzvahs, because they know better. No, but you know, again, if anybody's going to set black folks straight, let it be a black person, because a white person's saying it now, all of a sudden you're racist. So if a black man says, feed your kids." Like our president did when he went to a church in Chicago, stop making babies and not taking care of your children, black men. And it doesn't mean white men aren't doing it too, but we're talking about black men right now, and a black man who is feeding his kids is telling you, here's the right thing to do. It doesn't matter who else isn't doing it. So I do feel
Stephen Hill. I keep saying Stephen Hill. Stephen A. Smith. Oh, no, a guy named Stephen Hill. Stephen A. Smith is saying it correctly. He's saying, okay, black folks, I'm not going to let white folks take the bullet. I'll take the bullet because I'm black. What you going to say about me saying it? I totally agree. Because I'll be honest with you, I live in Newark, New Jersey. Not that Newark is the baddest city in the world, but it's an inner city like a lot of big cities. And my immediate fear is not that a white man is going to rape me on the streets of Newark. My immediate fear isn't that I'm going to be robbed by a white man in the streets of Newark. Newark is a black city. We have some whites, but it's a black city. My immediate fear is that my own peer group, if I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time, will be victimizing me. And I would know why drug. I know the reason, but I'm still victimized. And it doesn't mean all blacks. It means whenever the ones show up who are doing it. So that is the truth.
Right. If you're getting mugged, you're getting mugged. It doesn't. Race really doesn't have anything to do with it.
At the end of the day, right. So at the end of the day, I don't care who's mugging me. I don't want to get mugged.
I don't want to get mugged either. No, we don't want any of that stuff going on.
So I think Stephen A. Smith was absolutely correct. And I think blacks don't like it when, you know, black folks set us straight. But we just got to get set straight sometimes.
Well,
when the smoke clears, we all know secretly, well, yeah, he was right. He was right.
Right, right. Okay. I think a lot of people probably appreciated that, black, white, or, you know, whatever race you may be. And, you know, I wonder out loud, wondering about Al Sharpton and the likes of him, because he really doesn't spell it out like this guy did. What are your feelings about Al? I mean, forever it was Jesse Jackson Jr. Being in Chicago for 14 years, knew him, nice guy, but it seems to me he's stepped back. I guess he's retired or whatever the case may be. But Al Sharpton's the run-to guy, and I just wonder what your feelings are because he's not saying these things.
Well, that was never his brand. Everybody has a different brand. His brand was never to say, while I'm kicking the backs in of racist white people, I'm also spanking the hand of black folks who are doing wrong things. He had one lane, and the lane was, shine a light on the injustice against blacks by others like whites and anybody else. That was his brand. But Stephen A. Smith has a particular brand. His particular brand is keep it real, people. I don't care who you are. I'm letting you all know what the real deal is.
Oh, my goodness. I hate to say this, but I just have to go there. I mean, Bill Cosby was doing that for decades.
Well, and see, well, Bill, here's the thing. Bill Cosby is what they call a moralist. He's a moralist idiot. So on the
thank you, Mrs. Trump.
He's a moralist idiot. He was running around telling black people in the hood. He had his little tour, the actual tour. You know, don't throw chicken bones on your porch. And he said that literally. Get an
education. Pull up your pants.
Pull up your pants. And I don't know the words coming out of your mouth. Do you speak Ebonics? What are you saying? I don't understand what you're saying. Can you speak English? And he was saying all of these things that were harsh but true. But simultaneously, running on the same in the same lane at the same time or on the same track at the same time, he was raping women. Wow, Bill. Wow, you clucked that up.
Yeah, that was a cluck.
I don't want to say the F word. Yes. I'll just say cluck.
Cluck works.
You clucked that up, Bill.
You got it. All right, I got to take a break. Yeah. I want to get to some real silliness, and this was just absolutely ridiculous. I think it's calmed down now, but white girls do it better, hashtag white girls do it better. This cultural appropriation, goodness gracious. What time is it? It's time to take a break, and then we'll continue with Lisa Durden as we continue our conversation on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our Sun Power panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California-equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Do you know what over 4,000 vehicles look like? Well, we do at DGDG.com. We've got the largest selection in the Bay Area, over 4,000 vehicles in stock. And every single one of those vehicles features our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. a price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. So, how can we make you happy? Discover all the ways at DGDG.com.
Thank you.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited, all in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
But you have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right.
David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after, all in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee and well-qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16 gigabytes, Galaxy S6, 32 gigabytes, or HTC One M9. Payment varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use, rules, and restrictions apply. Compared to 20 gigabyte plan with Edge, hotspot, and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
And now, a touching moment. While staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. It's our time.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And we are chatting with pop culture political commentator Lisa Durden. And, well, we started with Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, and, you know, everybody matters. Okay, that's all good. And let's take a phone call because I've been ignoring everybody. Not on purpose.
That's nice.
Well, I know, but I'm just having a whole lot of fun with you. Dave in Menlo Park, you're on the Drex Radio Show. Go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Good evening.
Thank you. Basically, I think that people were probably, maybe it came off a little bit touchy by being upset with saying All Lives Matter in response to Black Lives Matter, but I can kind of get where people are coming from. You know, there are a lot of people for a lot of reasons from all sides trying to hijack the issue. And so these people are trying to stay on point, and they're trying to basically stay in control of what they're doing and their movement. So that makes complete sense. It makes complete sense that they would do that. And if anything, you know, rather than slamming the protesters and these people who are upset, you know, at this misappropriation of, I guess, their movement or its label, it ought to be the people who were ham-handed in dealing with them in the first place. Because I think there are many groups on many sides that are trying to hijack or gain some sort of benefit from this whole Black Lives Matter effort.
For sure online. Okay, I'll let thank you very much for listening, yeah. Dave, and calling. Go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, you know, it's just like that whole movement called Black Girls Rock. A woman named Beverly Bond started an organization called Black Girls Rock. She's a DJ. She was teaching young black women how to be DJs, and she did other things over the summer, and they did workshops on self-esteem and those things, and it grew into this award show called Black Girls Rock that comes on BET. So it was a big thing when white girls started saying, well, white girls rock, and it was all this racist stuff going out. So it was such a bad hatred till a white lady from Chicago wrote a scathing piece for the Huffington Post ripping white girls, saying, can you white girls let the black women have it? You've been rocking. You're on the cover of magazines. Your blonde hair and blue eyes is the standard of beauty. You have Barbie dolls in your favor for years. Can you let the black girls rock? And she was white. So I do understand what he's saying. So in other words, he's saying, can we just have our moment? I understand that as well. So I guess the individuals who were there felt like their moment was being taken. So I do see that side as well. But as a politician, they've got to kiss the ring. So I do understand where, you know, the politician wanted to kind of tiptoe through the tulips and say, well, how do I not disenfranchise one group to embrace another? And that's where these politicians are going to have a hard time between now and Election Day, trying to find that sweet spot, because Black Lives Matter it's heavy as hell. You gotta have to rock
away.
Out with that.
Yeah, it's not going away. So
it's not going away. So they have to find that sweet spot. Yeah, he just didn't find the right sweet spot.
So between all of that with Martin O'Malley and Bernie Sanders over the weekend, then there was Kylie Jenner. Yes, one of the Kardashians. Oh, God help
Why?
Us all. Yes, accused of cultural appropriation for wearing cornrows. And then she got called out by, this actress from The Hunger Games, Mandela Steinberg, called out the reality star on social media saying and writing her, you appropriate black features and culture, but fail to use your position of power to help black Americans by directing attention towards your wigs instead of police brutality and racism. Hashtag white girls do it better. I mean, I don't know. Run with it, Lisa.
Right. So there was an issue. Number one, the black girl from Hunger Games is young and dumb. She doesn't realize that thing she mentioned to Kylie jumped ship or went rogue with Bo Derek in the 70s.
1979, yes. Yes.
You know, intense. So, girl, you're about 50 years late, sweetie. So she doesn't know her history to make an argument about cornrows that white women have been stealing from us. So I know about wearing cornrows to work and getting fired. The little black girl has no clue. It was her trying to stretch her 17-year-old brain across only 17 years to pick a fight with Kylie wearing some funky cornrows. Who gives a damn? Now, Kylie, with her 17-year-old ass, decided to come up with some dumber stuff and then decided to, you know, go extra racist, saying, well, you know what? It was just all ridiculous. Let the white girl wear the cornrows. I don't care. You know,
hair.
It's just hair. But now, frankly, if I wanted to play devil's advocate, I don't want the bimbo representing black people. She's a bimbo.
Well, yes, you can. That's the answer to all of them. Yes,
just wear your cornrows.
Collectively,
and please do
right.
not help
yes.
out blacks. I mean,
oh,
if you want to give me some money because I'm black, I'll take your money. But please do not fight for black causes because you're a bimbo.
I
want you representing us.
It reminds me of Kim Kardashian. She was on the cover of GQ magazine, the Spanish version yesterday, and she said she didn't have any makeup on. But then they had to qualify. Well, she does have some eyeliner on and some
of
moisturizer.
Course.
And I'm thinking to myself because I looked at it and I said, she's got makeup on.
Of course.
And calling the people in Spain stupid too. You know,
and let me make sure people know when I say bimbo, I don't mean the black girl from the Hunger Games. I mean Kylie Jenner.
Right.
Kylie Jenner's a bimbo. Kylie Jenner's young. She's dumb. You know, for the moment, everybody's young and dumb at 17. It's not like she's dumb because she's just dumb. It's just your age. You don't have the skills.
Right.
And, you know, and all of that is just like, who cares?
Yeah, so it's okay if white women would like to have cornrows during the
summer. Well,
yeah,
no, okay. Can I stop it? Bo Derek didn't stop it, so that's not my fight right now.
Yes, that's right.
You
yes.
know what? If Rachel Dolezal can run around in blackface, let the girl wear cornrows.
Oh,
who gives a crap?
Oh, boy, we haven't heard from her for a while. I don't know what rock she crawled back under, but she's under.
You know, do I feel a little bit of a pinch when I see white people steal our culture and get praised for it, and we get vilified for it? Yes, I do feel a little bit of a pinch.
Sure.
But I have bigger fish to fry.
I gotcha.
It's happened so much that I have bigger fish to fry. So the 17-year-old girl from Hunger Games hasn't lived long enough to know, girl, we got bigger fish to fry. Wait till she turns 40. She ain't going to even care.
All right, Lisa
because
Durden.
Our music has been stolen many, many years, and it still gets stolen now. Look at what happened with, what's his name?
Pharrell and Robin Thicke.
Yeah, that's
with
old
Marvin
news.
Kay.
And it just, you know, they steal our look and our dances and, you know, they steal our inventions. And
well,
say
I get
invented.
To say this. White people can't dance. I know that.
Well, that is true.
I have to have a bottle of Bacardi in me before my ass moves. Yeah.
They stole Jesus from us. Jesus is black, and they made Jesus white in all the books. They robbed him and lied about that. They even stole Cleopatra and made Liz Taylor Cleopatra, and Cleopatra's black. So I'm over it. I'm so over it.
Oh, my God, I love you. Lisa Durden, thank you very much. Pop culture, political commentator.
Oh,
I can't
you.
Wait to talk to you again. Have a wonderful rest
of the
week.
It was a wonderful time. I enjoyed myself.
I love it.
And I'll close by saying, if anybody was mad in this conversation or about this discussion, you just told on yourself. Aha!
Aha! Just get over it. Okay, thank you and good night. We're going to take a break and we'll begin the late night, late show wrap up. And John Libertini will join us. We're going to talk about the diner owner who's big. And, oh, she's under fire today because of the screaming 22-month-old baby that she threw out of her restaurant. And then things, well, they went ape poop too. Okay, lots of that going on.